Heidi and Frank Show, thank you for joining us with us on the phone. Stephen Merchant, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Before we get to the comedy series Hello Ladies on HBO and how it's going to wrap with a movie version of Hello Ladies, we were just talking about kids and the kind of kids that you absolutely hate. Is there a kid that you can't stand?
The kids I can't stand are those kids, you know, that only talk like by barking like a dog. You know, like everyone's got one of those at their school.
Right?
They're always humping your leg, yeah.
Who has to? Where did you grow up? In a kennel?
Southern Indiana. I mean, we were country folk. You know the kids I love, though? Kids with British accents. Adorable. Makes them sound super intelligent.
We have a lot of those in Britain.
I'd imagine you do.
I never liked those kids with the ones that just never seem to blow their nose. You know, there's just like a dribble of something running out of their nostrils. Like, bro, how are you not aware of what's happening on your face?
Yeah, those chap lip kids are my big one. Right. I can't stand the chap lip kids.
Uh-huh.
Stephen, your comedy series Hello Ladies on HBO, it's going to wrap with a movie. So it had did all the shows get to air, or did they stop it early, and that's why you're wrapping it with a movie version?
We aired the season, and then they gave me this movie to wrap things up with, and so that's what we've done. Yeah, and it's I've approached it like a movie. So if you didn't see the season, you can enjoy it, I think, as a one-off film.
Gosh, there are so many people. I think this is awesome because I think there are a lot of shows on television that when they do end, people are sad to see them go, or maybe there was something left hanging a little bit, and you're like, would love to have a movie version. So for fans of Hello Ladies, I think this is awesome.
Right, yeah. You know, and I'm very pleased as well that they gave me that opportunity. You know, I'm lucky that they let me do anything on TV. So I whatever they offer me, I'm pleased with. You know, I as I say, I approached it like a movie, so I hope that it has, it has a sort of beginning, middle, and end that's satisfying. I think there's romance in there and humor and some pathos, and it's kind of what I want from a film. And I guess also I always quite liked the sort of high-end romantic comedies, you know, the When Harry Met Sally, mm-hmm. and the Annie Halls and stuff, and you don't see those much anymore, so I was trying to do something a little in that.
You have romance in your real life, Stephen?
There's always romance in my real life, thank you. I spend a lot of time in Los Angeles. So, I now get rejected by even more beautiful women than I used to.
And that's pretty much, I mean, the series Hello Ladies is that you're trying to infiltrate that L.A. scene with the beautiful people, and they keep rejecting you. It was the script basically your journal?
It was never quite as bad as that for me. I play a character that is a sort of nerdy, awkward British guy who's not very successful with women, and it's a role I've been researching since I hit puberty. So I have a lot of anecdotes now, but there's something as well about a certain kind of person that moves to Los Angeles, I think, who is desperate to sort of reinvent themselves and in a sense, kind of like punish the past, you know, and sort of prove, look how I've made it, look at my big house and my beautiful wife. And I sort of was interested in that territory. And I think you probably find it in all kinds of major cities, but there's something particularly about Los Angeles that seems to attract that kind of person. You see, I mean, a lot of them are very successful. You know, a lot of studio executives and big shot producers are basically people that were nerds at school who are sort of, you know, who are kind of giving the finger to the world.
So when you wrote the series Hello Ladies, did you just have the one season, and so that's why HBO said, hey, you know, did they pull the plug on it, or was it just you only had the one season, it was only supposed to be like this?
I think they just felt like, I know, you know, that there was, I guess, not enough people that were just that were adoring it to keep it going. But there has been a very firm fan base, which I think is why they let me do the movie.
And didn't you even get the commercial you do with Cadillac? That's kind of like a version of Hello Ladies in a car commercial.
There you are. Yeah, that was sort of part of the reason I think that they hired me for that, was because it was sort of that same character. I find that very funny. I find the guy who's working very hard on dates, you trying to come off as smooth and sophisticated and kind of blowing it, I find that very funny. I put a scene in this movie that is based on a real incident that occurred to me. Years ago, I was at a college party, and I had this brand new shirt that I paid quite a lot of money for. I thought I was looking pretty cool. And I was talking to this girl at this party, and she seemed to be into me. There was a vibe. She was laughing at my jokes. I thought, this is going well. And at one point, she said to me, Steve, you're on fire. I said, thanks very much. She said, no, you are on fire. And I put my sleeve alight on a candle. And I am not at my sexiest when I'm rolling on the floor screaming, put it out. And we were able to sort of dramatize that in the show, you know. So that's, it's great in many ways that you get to sort of exorcise these demons through comedy.
Thank goodness all that stuff happened to you.
So when the Hello Ladies movie airs on HBO, that's going to be this Saturday at 10 p.m., can you give us a hint? I mean, does your character actually find love? Is the goal a success?
Well, I don't want to ruin the ending, but as I said, yes. there is romance and heart in the show, and I think in this one you find out sort of what he's running from, and you discover that he had a girl that he was in love with back in England, and she ran off with another guy, and they're now married, and they're coming to LA to visit, and he really wants to impress them and show them that he's won at life, you know, and so he works very hard to do that, and that's the sort of jumping off point for the story.
Yeah, I mean, in the news, it proves that there's somebody for everyone. Charles Manson's getting married.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't hear Charles Manson is actually, yeah, they got a marriage license. He's 80 years old, and he's obviously Charles Manson, but he's got some 26-year-old girl who's going to marry him.
How the hell did
right?
you read these stories of a woman who fell in love with a guy who's in prison? Like, Charles Manson? I mean,
and not a looker either,
yeah.
You know.
Lady, there must, I mean.
And he didn't even have a fancy shirt, you know.
You know what upsets me about this? I'm not married, and I've got two Golden Globes.
Stephen, thank you so much for calling into the show. Come by anytime you want to stop in and hang out with us. Thank you for stopping
thank
by, Stephen. Stephen Merchant, comedy series Hello Ladies on HBO. It will air a movie that wraps up the series called Hello Ladies, the movie, and it'll debut this Saturday, November 22nd, on HBO at 10 p.m. You can follow Stephen on Twitter, at Stephen Merchant. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.